And here we go, back at you with another Snakes, Rats, and Goats, talking about Survivor Season 32, Episode 13. I'm your co-host, Ryan Elder, and with me, as always, is...
your co-host, Scott Chernoff.
Excellent.
Back at you.
Coming back at you.
That's what really got me. When you said back at you, I was like, okay, this is now we're talking.
We're really doing it. Yeah.
I'm not going to screw up my entrance tonight.
Awesome. Well, good. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm jazzed now. Thank you.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't the most exciting episode ever, but I want to know.
It seems like both times we've taken a week off, like the week we took off was a much better episode than. So we shouldn't dwell on it, but let's just, to the people who are still listening, we're sorry that we didn't do a show last week.
But don't worry, because next week after the finale, we're definitely doing the podcast. It's set in stone, and our guest...
We've nailed it down.
As always, for every season, finale is going to be Miles Nye, who's
Miles
awesome.
Miles Nye, the improv guy. Yes, and the challenge consultant...
Yes.
For a show called Survivor and a comedy performer.
Very funny, very
high energy. All around great guy.
Yes. So
yes, it's good to have somebody high energy on the show.
Yeah, we need that.
That's where Miles comes in at the very last minute.
And
energy level.
So, you know, if you're listening, I don't know how you would hear this if you weren't listening, but that's a weird spiral of logic. But
it just happened right there. You're rusty.
I know. Anyways.
The show is completely falling apart.
Yeah, I know. This is terrible.
Weeks off, we've abandoned all chance of getting guests because we never know when we're going to record.
I know.
That's why, but Miles is locked in, so we have to record.
And we're going to record him the Monday after the finale, so look for the podcast Tuesday morning. And
it'll be as fresh and timely as ever. Nearly a week after you watch the finale, you can catch up with us.
Yeah, it should
it'll
be fun,
give you
though.
Time to listen to all the other podcasts first.
There you go, yeah. And maybe you can watch the finale a couple more times in between.
Yes. Lord knows I will.
All right, Scott.
The finale is coming.
It is.
At last.
It's going to be exciting. Let's talk about that at some point in this, but why don't we go through the episode and then we'll talk about what our predictions for the finale.
It's going to take us forever to go through that episode.
I know. There's so much goes on.
So much happened.
I know.
It was so action-packed.
I know. Well, there's a couple of things I do want to talk about that I think are interesting. The first thing is... we come back to camp and Ty, you know, he feels left out of the vote because he thought, and I can't believe this, but he thought that they were voting for Michelle. And I don't know why he would think that or why Aubrey wouldn't clue him in. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no upside.
That seemed to be a huge mistake on Aubrey's part. Like, I don't know why she didn't go to him and say, listen, I agree with you, but I can't sell them on it, and they're getting really annoyed with you, and, you know, we should really just stick with the plan this week and switch next week, and he probably would have gone with her. So I don't know what she was thinking.
I wonder if they just ran out of time. You know, they did mention in the previous episode that there wasn't a lot of time to, like, figure out what was going to happen, but I don't know, man. It really feels like, at the very least, she could have, like, pointed to Jason, you know, like in the van or whatever. I don't know.
In the van.
Yeah, I just, you know, sometimes
I really don't like to think that they're in vans.
I think they do take, like, vans to tribal council sometimes.
I prefer to picture it as, like, those
they're rowing,
you know,
there
jeeps or something.
Oh, sure.
Well, I feel like in the early days they really did have to hike.
Yeah, they hiked, or there's been seasons where they get in their little boats.
And really, they really had to, like, get there on their own. At some point, they just abandon that entirely.
And then they get in these, like, covered Jeep things. It's the same thing you see on the Ponderosa videos when they're headed back to Ponderosa.
Right. The covered Jeeps, I can picture. The van sounds a little too urban for me.
It's too stuffy, too.
But yes, but like exactly
18 people and 18 handlers in one van.
Yikes. And can you imagine how those people smell by this point?
Oh, my God.
But I feel like in the early days when people would get voted off, they do their interviews, they would talk about how exhausted they were just getting to tribal council.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
When did that stop?
I don't know. All this talk about people riding in vans reminds me of this. This is so off topic. I don't care, though, because this has always stuck with me. When I was in high school, there was a contest you could win on MTV where if you won, a semi-truck would show up at your house and Metallica would be in the back and they would play a concert at your house.
Wow, that's quite a prize.
But I just imagined, like, you know, Metallica's in California or whatever, and I'm in Minnesota. If I win, do they like ride in the back of this semi-truck all the way from California?
When you were a kid, is that what you thought would happen?
Well, in high school, it was equally funny, this concept. Yeah. But I just always imagined like Metallica.
They get
just,
in like, a truck about three blocks from the house.
Yeah. But they're just in there like noodling on their guitars or just warming up for 1,500 miles.
A cross-country trip.
Anyway, so, yeah. But like when you said, imagine how bad it smells.
And that wasn't off topic at all.
Anyways. Okay, so the other thing that surprises me about this is Aubrey really blows her chance at like covering for herself here with Ty, right? Like, he's like, I'm confused. What happened? Why didn't you tell me? And she's just like, I'm confused too.
Right. You know she what I mean? Should have said. Like, or is that... So you're saying she should have said that she was confused too?
No, I'm saying like she does a bad job of like making Ty feel better after she basically just backstabbed him.
But then it turned... That's what I was thinking, but then it turned out she did a great job. Like,
no, it wasn't until later.
When he suddenly burst into tears?
That's later after she decides that she wants him around.
Oh.
Right?
That she was being more
sincere. Yeah, well, what's insane is that I really feel like Ty was not part of her plan, and she didn't care that he was upset because now they had the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she was like, I'm confused too, because she didn't like really need to... She felt she didn't need to put in the effort to make him feel better. But then later, when she goes to the reward with Joe and Sydney, and she realizes for whatever reason, Sydney is not a good person to take to the end, and I agree with her, she goes back and apologizes to Ty and like really like mends fences with him. Aubrey has this way with Ty where she can like totally control him. It's kind of amazing.
She's the Ty whisperer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, she was also the Joe whisperer, too.
Yeah, Aubrey has control over a couple people that is really impressive. And I feel like on a normal season, she would easily win the game. But there's so many things, so many crappy things are going wrong for her. I mean, granted, she got lucky when Neil got medevaced. Because she was,
supposed to go home.
Yeah.
She was supposed to go home, but we don't know if she really would have.
Right, exactly.
And he was her ally. But Joe getting...
I mean, this
Joe
could not be worse
leaving in the most unnecessary way. You know what I mean? Like, he brought it on himself in such a dumb way. Not that I blame, you know, like, I might have done the same thing if I was that hungry. But, like, if he just ate a little bit less... But that,
I don't know, man.
He was never going to win the game, but like that's a big blow to Aubrey.
Huge, huge. I think it's like,
as much as she can, you say she controlled Ty, she truly controlled Joe's vote.
That
was like a second vote.
That
she said
that beef cost Aubrey $1 million. Like
it might have,
it's insane. Like Joe, she had it locked down. It was going to be Ty and Joe and her done.
Yes, and she would have won in that final three.
Easy.
And she would win against either in a final two.
Easy. I think running away, I still think Aubrey might win.
She might. Isn't it amazing how Ty is now a goat?
Yeah, that I love. Like, he had signs of goatiness from the very beginning. Like, the what is probably, you know, probably one of the best hold up bros of the whole season when he was like, yeah, I am looking for the idol. Can I just have like five more minutes? Like,
right.
Like, you know, people he had were signs saying
they didn't trust him back then.
Yeah.
But he seemed like at the beginning, like somebody, well, you can't let Ty get to the end. He'll win the game for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, there's definitely, I mean, if you want to go back and listen to our podcast this season,
yeah,
we said many times, Ty is like, can easily win if he gets to the end. That therefore he will not get to the end, right? But now right. It seems likely something he'll get to changed. The end.
Because now I can't see him winning against any of these people.
Yeah, I really like, can't.
Maybe he could have won against Joe. Maybe. Joe might have beaten him.
He might have, you're right.
Joe, I mean, because people would be like, dude, they got 71, yeah. You know.
That's the thing he about was Joe.
Loyal. Yeah.
That's the thing about Joe is like the edit we saw really underplayed Joe's gameplay, but there is a way to edit this season if Joe wins to make him look really good, right?
Yeah, if Joe had won the game, then we would have seen a lot more of like Joe talking about how he's going to fit in with people 50 years younger yes, than
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
He's going to use his social skills. And when you look at it, there are so many old guys and older ladies on the show who got voted out early. He's one of the only ones yeah. to make it that far in the game. It's and he would have made it to the end.
Yeah, it's pretty rare for someone, certainly, I mean, only two people as old as Joe have ever played, really. But even people like 10 years younger than him rarely make it to the end.
I know the two guys in his age group are the ones who lasted the longest.
That's interesting.
You know,
yeah.
Rudy lasted to, you know, further than Joe.
Yep.
But
how old was
I feel
Jimmy
like
Johnson?
Joe would have. I don't know.
Was he that obviously, old? I don't think he was that old.
No. Well, no, because Joe is known to be like second in age only to Rudy. Right.
And did you know that Joe and Rudy are friends? I found this out in the exit.
Yeah,
interviews.
I read something that I don't know how long they've been friends, but he was talking.
Well, Rudy convinced Joe to audition.
Well, in the interview I read, and I only read one interview, Joe said that he tried out, or he submitted, applied the first season.
Oh, wow. I didn't see
and
that.
And didn't get on, and he watched it for a few years, and then he stopped watching it. And at some point, he hooked up with Rudy somehow. And I don't, that part was vague.
Mm,
and
okay.
Rudy like put in a good word for him or something
so
like that.
So Joe was like a fan, and he was like fangirling over Rudy.
I don't know. I mean, it wasn't clear, but they're certainly both like
I know what it
government
was.
Guys they could have met.
It's exactly the same thing that happened with Steven and Liz. Joe and Rudy went on a date. And
right.
Rudy saw potential from Joe.
I could see that.
I think that's it.
Did Steven like put in a good word for
yeah,
Liz?
Yeah, 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 totally. Well, I don't know. I don't know that he like has any sway over casting, but he encouraged her to audition, and I think he probably was like, you know.
He might not have any sway over casting, but he can at least, to the extent that they'll take his call and he'll order his email and like at least put that bug in their ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that was a loud swallowing sound. I might edit that out.
Did you? I didn't hear.
Okay.
I didn't hear.
I just took a drink of water. Anyways.
I didn't hear. Okay. I've been drinking water through this whole thing.
Well, that's good. You got to stay hydrated, right?
Yeah. Gotta. I mean, look, we all learned from what happened to Caleb.
I know.
Caleb, the only satisfying medevac.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, as medevacs go, I suppose.
I mean, come on. The other two were just really low level medevacs.
Yeah. Really,
I mean, I'm not lessening. Joe was probably, and I'll give him this credit, he was probably in a lot of pain. Like,
yeah.
That is
Let's
not
talk about that real
you
quick.
Want to go through.
What about
so I give him credit. He didn't complain. He didn't cry. I mean, that is serious stuff. But on the other hand, it was avoidable. I guess is what I'm saying.
Joe had to have been in excruciating pain. And yet.
Yes.
Dr. Joe says we're pulling him from the game. And then Jeff is like, okay, let me just ask Joe about 100 more questions while he sits here and squirms in the most pain he's ever felt.
That like, was amazing.
What
and
are
you
doing,
what? Like,
Jeff?
I'm so used to Jeff asking questions, I never it never crossed my mind. My wife immediately took note of the fact that Jeff was making Joe just squirm while Jeff ran through like 20 questions. Tell me, was this on the scale of experiences in life? What do you take from this? Where do you go from here?
It reminds me of the moment when Caleb was evacuated, when they're carrying him out on a stretcher and Jeff is like, hold on, let's get the beauty tribe around him here for a second. Like, come on,
Caleb.
Jeff.
Caleb dies.
Yeah. He breathes his last breath. Anyways, all right. So speaking of Joe.
Terrible. Yeah, speaking of Joe.
Speaking of Joe, let's talk about this reward challenge, right? Where you're crawling in the woods to get bags, and inside the bags are more bags, and it's just all about bags. And then, but it had this interesting rule to it, which I don't think we've ever seen this kind of a rule, where once you were out of bags, you had to wait for everyone else to be out.
Yeah, and he never would have won otherwise. I mean, by the time everybody ran out of bags, he didn't even have to, when he had to go retrieve his last bag, it did look like he was running. I wouldn't have run.
No, why would you run?
He had a great advantage in that he could catch his breath, slow down.
Yeah, he got all the focus in the world.
Focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Jeff Probst said in an interview that they'll never do that challenge again.
Just what do you mean?
He said he doesn't think the challenge works. He said it in Entertainment Weekly.
Oh, I bet it was very difficult to edit.
He said that it's dependent on something extraordinary happening, which it did with what happened with Joe, and so they got lucky. That it was something like that.
I was thinking
it's just a boring challenge.
Yeah, the big problem would be editing it. I think if they did go to a second round, like, oh my God, really? We're going to a second round? That's so boring.
There's no escalation on the second round.
Exactly. Like, and you could try to edit it so that there didn't seem like there was a second round, but people would have to be close enough to each other for that to work. You couldn't have someone be that far behind. So, it seems like a weird challenge, but
it was this great victory for Joe.
So exciting.
I mean, he still deserved it. He did well, but like amazingly became his downfall.
I love a challenge where slow and steady wins the race. That's interesting to me. And we should talk to Miles about this next week.
Go ahead.
Because I really appreciated the fact that this challenge rewarded Joe for being slow and steady.
Well, the one that really worked much better, I thought, was way more tense and exciting and
was
rewarded
the previous week.
Right, was the prior week when
talking
Sydney,
about slow and steady,
when she just kept going so slowly the whole time and everybody flamed out.
That was amazing.
That was really impressive.
She was so ridiculously slow.
I know.
I was like,
that's what was amazing. Nothing was daunting her. People were close to winning so many times, and she would just take these tiny.
I mean, Jason was one step away from it at the end.
Yeah.
Like he caught up. He was like so close to winning, and then he would have been here this week.
Everything would have been different.
That would have been really interesting, actually. I actually kind of
Who would have gotten voted out if he had won?
I don't know. Probably Michelle, right?
Probably
because Ty Pitt was so hard. He was going after her so hard.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think Aubrey could have gotten Sydney on board for that. Right.
Or they blindsided Ty. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Ty had he just had the advantage. So I mean, they could have tried to blindside Ty.
They did blindside him into wasting his advantage.
Yeah,
so they could have, they could just as easily have thrown those votes to him as they did to Jason. And Ty would have been gone.
That's a very good point. Yeah. It would require a serious backstab from Aubrey, but I think she would have had it in her if she wanted to do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. So.
We're talking big time.
All right. So Ty and Michelle end up not going. Oh, let's talk about, you know, we always got to talk about winning the reward and picking who you want to go on the reward with. Do you like Joe's picks?
That was a really, I don't know. I think ultimately it worked out.
Because Ty
and Michelle. It was very dangerous leaving Ty and Michelle, but wouldn't it have been even more dangerous leaving Sydney and Michelle?
Definitely. I think you got to take who you think your tight alliance is, probably, unless you discuss
it. But I mean, Sydney is in that alliance, even if she's not, if she's number four.
Well, when there's five people, it doesn't matter.
And if they don't take her,
Well, when there's five people, you have to take your tight three, right?
Yeah, but look, she could get Ty back, and she did. But I don't know if everybody knew that it was Aubrey's decision, not Joe's.
Right. Well, certainly.
So it would have bounced back on Aubrey to take the third person, and if she left Sydney, don't you think Sydney would have just been like, okay?
Yeah. Well, that's why I really think this scene where Aubrey is like, I can't take Sydney to the end, is really true and real, because I think she did want to take Sydney to the end, which is why she didn't do a good job apologizing to Ty for blindsiding him, basically. She's like, take Sydney on the reward. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, good.
Are you?
I'm still here. Take Sydney on the reward. You know, I really think that those three were going to go to the end together. In a final five situation, when you have two people as tight as Aubrey and Joe, it's really...
No, you're right. That probably was her intention. Yeah. But
and then so she changes her mind, right? Like, that's insane to me. And she changes... Not only does she change her mind, but I think she changes it to the correct choice.
I agree, but I don't know what really clicked that for her.
I don't know either. It was Joe saying, you can beat me in Sydney, right? Joe was like really laying it on thick. And it was like, it's like Aubrey read that as reverse psychology or something, you know? Like, it was so weird.
Sydney, though, was also trying that Sandra method of like, oh, yeah, you would win.
Yeah.
I'd be, you know, happy.
Well, yeah, of course you say that.
I wouldn't get any votes.
You say that, but like to someone like Aubrey, that she hears that from Joe and she goes, okay, he believes it. She hears it from Sydney and she goes, I don't know if I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why she felt like she couldn't trust Sydney.
I don't even know if it's that she felt she couldn't trust her so much as she could lose to her.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, I think it was ultimately the right choice and to go back and try to get Ty.
Those two, Aubrey and Sydney, from my eyes, is just what I've been shown as a viewer, are the two who most deserve to win right now.
I agree.
But so, Scott, remember, I would guess that the jury sees it the same way.
Right, but remember, whoever does win deserves to win the most.
I understand that. I'm talking about from where we sit right now.
I agree. I think absolutely they both play.
The jury would think that those two both deserve to win. And so if your theory about Michelle is correct,
God, I hope it's not. I really hope it's not.
I hope not. But it very well could be. She's been very heavily featured. I think she would have to be up against Ty at the end.
Yeah, I agree. Although, I don't know. Sydney has pissed off enough people. I don't think she could get Jason and Scott's vote, period.
Maybe not.
So, Michelle hasn't really pissed anyone off. You know what I mean? If she's up there against Sydney, she could win just because Michelle has no definite
Aubrey.
Maybe. Michelle might just be the person who wins against everyone. It's hard to say because we don't see enough about the way that she's
Aubrey versus Michelle.
Let's just skip to this right now.
All right, yeah.
I'm looking at who's on the jury. Joe votes for Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Sydney. I don't know who she votes for. It probably has to do with who she thinks. How she gets voted off.
Yeah, that matters.
So skip that for now. Neil votes for Aubrey.
Yep.
Jason, I'm guessing, votes for Aubrey.
Yeah, just a guess. He did say he respected her a lot.
Expressed a lot of respect for her. Nick votes for Michelle.
Think so?
I think he considered her his ally.
Could be.
I don't think he has any connection to Aubrey.
No,
he'd feel more of a connection to Michelle.
He just had that really weird time when he pulled Aubrey aside and was like, it's going to be you tonight. So, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's voting for
it. Yeah.
Scott. I don't have any idea.
Yeah. So I think Scott can be swayed by Jason pretty easily.
Mm-hmm. True. So he's a possible for Aubrey. Yeah. Julia, more likely to vote for Michelle, although Michelle did turn on her and vote her out.
Yeah, but I think Michelle can fix that in her speech or her questions or whatever.
Ty votes for Aubrey, probably.
So. Yeah, probably.
Well, even if he feels betrayed when she votes him off, then she fixes it in the tribal council.
Exactly, okay.
And tells him what he wants to hear. And Debbie probably votes for Aubrey.
I don't know. Debbie might take it personal.
I don't think Debbie did take it personally, though.
So here's the thing. In her Ponderosa video, Debbie at the beginning was like, I'll never forgive Aubrey. And then at the end, she was like, I love Aubrey. So it's hard for me to say one way or the other on that, but I could see her going both ways, but we didn't really see her. We didn't get a lot of, did she talk about Michelle ever? Did we get any perspective from Debbie on Michelle? Mostly it was about Sydney.
I don't think so. It's mostly about Julia and Sydney.
Right. Okay. All right.
Because wasn't she the one saying, no, Julia would never turn on us? All right.
Well, so let's throw out Debbie and throw out, who's the other one that we weren't sure? Oh, Sydney?
Sydney, we're not sure.
Where does that put us?
I wasn't keeping
track. Oh, God damn it.
It sounded like Aubrey was ahead, but it was close.
Yeah. It was close. It's closer than I think we would have thought going in.
But Aubrey versus Ty is probably a slam dunk.
I think that's a slam dunk for sure. I think Ty's the goat, man. I really do. And I said it. I said Joe was a few weeks ago, but Ty isn't a goat as much as he is a rat. You know, he's like a Wigglesworth. He's like someone that you can take to the end who may get a few votes, but probably is disrespected too much to win.
Hmm. I hate calling Kelly Wigglesworth a rat. But I know that's what she was labeled, and that's what our podcast is named after, but she didn't seem like a rat to me.
Rat.
Who would vote for Ty in any circumstance? Like, one surprising person will vote for Ty, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think Aubrey would.
Aubrey might. Yeah, depending on how she goes out, she might vote for Ty. One, like Jason or Scott probably wouldn't, but you never know.
They could, yeah. It just depends on who he's against. It's so hard to say, like, man.
I could see Joe voting for Ty.
This finale is really exciting to me because, you know, other than, you know, edit-wise, I really don't know who can win. Like, I just don't know who's got whose vote. You know what I mean?
So I haven't been reading any of the editing analysis this year. Is this the prevailing wisdom that Michelle has
there's
been
a
getting?
Large, okay, so here's the thing. The Inside Survivor Edgic has been on Aubrey for the last couple episodes. They're big into Aubrey. But the sort of the Survivor Sucks Edgic, who they have way more experience doing it and it's more crowdsourced, I think they've been high on Michelle since day one. Both Michelle and Aubrey and Ty basically Michelle Aubrey, the final entire Final Four has been like front runners since the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that, you know, it could be any of them, really. I honestly think it could be any of them, although I just don't see how Ty can win, but I think
Aubrey and Michelle are the most likely.
Yeah, Sydney.
Like, I really think Sydney is very deserving, but for some reason I haven't gotten a.
Based on the edit, I'm not loving Sydney's chances, but man, she's so good at the game. I'd love to see her win.
She's
great.
She'd be a very deserving winner, I think. So
I think it's so insane that if
between Aubrey and Michelle based on the editing.
If Michelle wins, we'll have two of the best players to play the game that didn't win, like in Aubrey and Sydney. Like they're so good.
Yeah. Yeah, very good. I mean Michelle is just so boring as part of the problem.
And she's been playing the game of being a social threat, you know, like, and that's awesome.
I think she's played very well in that, from what we've seen of her in the edit and the confessional, she's been very aware of herself and the situation and other people. She doesn't seem to fall for stuff, and she speaks up for herself pretty well.
Yeah.
Ways that aren't that are strong without necessarily being off-putting.
She is a good Survivor player, 100%, definitely. And if she wins, she deserves it, for sure. But she's just not interesting like Aubrey. We're not getting her point of view so clearly as we do with Aubrey. She's not interesting like Sydney, where we're getting Sydney's really an interesting person. We've got a really strong point of view from her. And she's playing a really good middle game, where she's like kind of playing both sides, like very Sesternino-esque, like going back and forth kind of, you know.
But much more low-key.
Much more low-key. Really, really exciting gameplay from Sydney. Both Aubrey and Sydney, I think, are fantastic Survivor players, and I hope they both get to play it again.
I agree. I concur. And I hope one of them wins.
Oh, man.
Are arguments for Aubrey. I mean, there have been people that seem to have been getting the winners at it recently who didn't win.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was listening to Parvati on Rob Has a Podcast, and she was saying she thought it was going to be Aubrey. This was a couple weeks ago, I think, partly because we've seen her cry twice.
Mm. Well, we saw Michelle cry at least once.
Did we?
I don't think we had seen her by then, but when Julia got booted, we saw Michelle cry.
Mm.
But did Parvati cry in Micronesia? Like, why is that?
I don't know.
Why is that like a metric?
That seemed to be her metric. You'll have to ask her.
That's kind of crazy.
Call your buddy Rob C.
Wait, by that token, then
ask him to ask her.
Brandon Hance should have won Caramel.
He did, didn't he?
I mean,
if Brandon Hance had won, like how like Russell's head would like explode.
Well, here's the insane thing is that he would have won
South Pacific
apparently if he hadn't like basically quit.
They really say he would have won.
The jury was ready to give Brandon Hance the win, yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he would have, A, made it to the end if he hadn't quit.
Well, didn't he quit at five or something? Insanely low number? I don't remember exactly, but...
Five or six.
I know Sophie has said, like, she was like, I know I needed to get rid of him.
I feel like he was not in the finale, so it might have been at six.
Might have been at six, yeah.
Because who you had... You had Sophie, Coach, and Albert...
That was the final three, yeah.
And Ozzy was number four.
Right, right.
But somebody else had to be number five. I don't remember who, though.
Yeah, who
somebody
cares?
Not at all memorable.
Season is so freaking horrible.
It's a pretty weak season.
Not my favorite.
And that by that same token, Ozzy would have won, too, if he would have made it to the end. And... That would, to me, would have been a travesty because he had been voted out.
Yeah, that season is completely saved by Sophie. Completely saved by Sophie.
Yeah, If she, there's so many people who might have won that season that would have been an embarrassment.
Yeah, I know.
Coach would have been an embarrassment if Coach won. I'm sorry.
I, of course, would have loved it, but I love no.
character, but no, he's not. He shouldn't be a winner. No, that's
a travesty. I agree. The fact Brandon that he was even there at the end is a travesty almost in and of itself.
Yeah, I know. It really is a travesty, although he did play a much better game in South Pacific. And then, you know, basically everybody, anybody but Sophie would have been an embarrassment.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean Ozzy, if Ozzy hadn't gotten voted out, did he get voted out twice that season?
He purposefully voted out.
Right.
I think it was I don't remember.
I understand that, like, if Redemption Island is a part of the game, like, that is it's legitimate to try that strategy that he was trying.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked in terms of carrying him back into the game without having to deal with any strategy along the way. But I just think it's such a cheap road to get to the end. I am not in favor of it.
I hate it. It's also right up Ozzy's alley. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's just let him just do competitions and fend for himself getting coconuts and not have to deal with other people.
Yeah.
Not have to deal with thinking or strategy.
Maybe you can fly Amanda in just for those lonely nights out there, but, you know.
Well, now you're on to something.
If there's anything I want to see, it's Ozzy and Amanda smooching in the woods some more. Anyways.
But Amanda is a way better player than Ozzy.
Amanda's a great player. She's just a terrible Final Tribal Council player.
Not a closer, but.
Yeah, not a closer. But man, she gets those steak knives every time, though.
You know? What?
It's a Glengarry Glen Ross reference.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
First place is, I don't remember, a raise, a bonus, something.
Mm-hmm.
Second place is a set of steak knives. Third place is you're fired.
Right. Yes, she gets the steak knives.
Exactly.
So, what's left to discuss here? Where are we?
We've covered most of the episode. We can talk about.
There was not even a second competition.
No,
there was not a tribal council. It's like the medevacs. I hate for the amount of tribal councils and strategy that they rob us of.
I know, and then even the one that they squeezed in a tribal anyways, the Caleb medevac was like still the worst tribal ever.
Yeah. I'm ready for the new season.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. I do love this season.
But I'm ready.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I love the season, but I love the cast. Love the cast. One of the best casts.
Very strong cast. I agree.
And it's like one of those seasons where I wish they could just redo it with the same cast from the beginning.
Maybe mix them up on the different tribes.
Or you know, wipe their memories. You know, Men in Black them their whole time out there.
That would be the best All-Stars ever if they agreed to get
men. They just Men in Black them.
That would be the best. So you got to see these players.
Like,
we know they're great.
That's some Hunger Games shit, but I love it.
And they have no idea who anybody else is. And
I love it.
Like, you see, like, then people who even played on the same season could, like, would they develop the same relationship or a different one?
I love that.
How can we make that happen?
I think
Survivor. Memory Island. You know?
Memory All-Stars. Forgotten All-Stars. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Well, that would be so great, right?
It's still not too late for that to happen for season 34.
What are some iconic moments in Heroes Villains? By the way, Betsy and I rewatching Heroes Villains recently. That season is the best. Holy crap, it's good.
That is probably my favorite
season. It's so funny. It's so entertaining. The whole pre-merge thing with Russell and Boston Rob is amazing. Yes,
it's consistent. Every episode.
The merge is a giant pagonging, but it's still insanely good.
There's not a weak episode, I don't think.
It's so good. I was just thinking, like, what moments from Heroes Villains would still have happened, even if their memories are wiped? And I'll tell you right now, the one I know for sure is when Russell knights Coach.
That's amazing. I was going to say when Sandra throws Russell's hat into the fire. Oh,
yes. I mean, that would happen.
That's going to happen no matter what.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That season is so good. Do yourself a favor. Go rewatch Heroes Villains. You will not regret it. It's so good.
You know, I used to have the, like, premiere and finale of that, like, that I kept on my DVR.
Yeah, worth it.
So even a few years later, occasionally I would watch them. But they're long gone.
Yeah.
They're long gone, Ryan, and there's... That's okay. Clearly no way for me to get them back.
Yep, CBS All Access. Just go there.
How much does that cost?
It's not much. It is a monthly fee, though.
I mean, how many of these things are we supposed to get? Like,
a lot.
People complain about, you know, oh, with cable, you know, I would rather just choose my channels and pay for them individually. I kind of like, just give me everything.
Yeah.
I'll sort it out. I don't have to pay for every channel individually.
Yeah. Well, I will say this.
To Amazon and CBS All Access.
Yeah. Well, here's one that I think people should get, and that's CISO. Because I'm scoring a new show that's coming out on CISO in July.
Well, that's so, when I'll get my free month and I'll watch your show.
There you go. Please do.
If they're lucky, I'll forget to cancel.
And you'll give them an extra $4. Yeah.
They'll charge me
for it. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of great stuff on CISO. Don't they have like the entire SNL library?
Yeah,
like
CISO is great. It's all of the NBC
comedy
stuff.
Yeah. It's a comedy gold mine.
Yeah. And they're spending a lot of money on new content too. There's bajillion dollar properties, which is made by the Reno 911 people and the Comedy Bang Bang people. It looks super good. I haven't seen it yet.
What's the show, name of the show that we'll be looking for?
The show that I'm working on is called Harmon Quest. It's Dan Harmon, creator of Community and Rick and Morty. His wife, his friend Jeff. They're playing Dungeons and Dragons with a celebrity guest every week. And then the show gets animated. So it's sort of like live long form improv that is then animated.
You just blew my mind.
Honestly, I'm not even saying this because I work on it, because I wouldn't say this about everything I work on, but it is actually really good. It's quite funny.
I would say that about everything you work on.
No, that's not the case.
Oh, okay.
There was I worked on a commercial recently that I would not say was... I should cut that out. God damn it.
Just bleep it.
I'm going to bleep it.
Can you just bleep it?
Yeah.
Don't cut it out. Just bleep it. It'll be more fun that way.
Yeah.
Because I want people to hear you say, God damn it.
Yeah, I can't say that. I worked on a commercial recently. Let me just say that. I worked on a commercial recently that I would not say was super entertaining. Yeah, maybe not. I work on a lot of commercials, so.
Sure you do.
I mean, that's what I did for 12 years, my whole career.
It's amazing. I wonder if you ever scored a commercial I was in, because, you know, I used to do commercials.
I know, and I feel like there's a possibility that I at least demoed for one. Maybe didn't score it, but demoed for one that you were in.
Interesting.
But I feel like I would have told you when it happened, because we knew each other well enough where I would have said, hey, right. I worked on something. Yeah. But
well, this is no doubt
super interesting conversation.
Super on topic. Okay, so
let's talk about
our. That's how we fell.
Let's talk about our predictions for the finale.
I would, if I had the time, I would love to get that much every season. Do they have every season?
No, they don't. Like
of Survive. They don't have every season.
Maybe they do, but here the thing is they cut some weird things out, right?
What do you mean?
Some of it they had to legally, like when Rob Cesternino sings You've Lost That Love and Feeling, and when he sings to Butch, what does he sing?
I don't remember.
Not Hit the Road, Jack. He sings is like that a license song. Is that
stuff on the DVDs?
It's on the DVDs, but it's not on CBS All Access.
Weird.
All
right.
There's well, also like something really egregious that they cut out that you're like, what? Why did they cut what? That out?
What?
I wish I could remember. I feel like it's like Wanda right singing or something.
I'll look it up. I'll
I feel like it's Wanda
it.
Singing, which is horrible.
Well, when you say egregious, I thought it was like something.
No.
They don't reveal the winner of Marquesas. Yeah. They just yeah. cut it out.
Yeah.
Okay. You know they're doing a new Star Trek show for
NBC CBS. Or CBS. Yeah, CBS All Access. Yeah. I mean, I'll have to get it just for that.
Okay. So the finale.
Let's talk about our finale predictions. All right, Scott. Last chance to predict a winner.
Well, I'm always very swayed by the editing arguments, and I agree that the editing is really pointing toward Michelle. Now, I feel like Aubrey was the front runner. Joe leaving is a real blow to her chances. She's in a really tight spot because I think everybody knows that she's a threat. I think she has to win the next immunity, which is a possibility.
Well, I but yeah.
She's up against people who are, I think they're all equally have a shot at immunity, which is also a rarity. Like,
yeah, it depends. Like Sydney
possibly win. They've all won before.
Yeah, I think they've all won an immunity. So, or they've at least won a reward. I don't remember when Ty beat Sydney, standing on the cross, mm-hmm. and he was praying. Was that a reward or was that a immunity? That was immunity, right?
Immunity.
I think it was, yeah.
Well, the point is that any of them could win the next the immunity.
Agreed.
And there's probably two immunity challenges if it's going to be a final yeah. two, which we don't know, but it sure seems like there will be.
I mean, that's my biggest number one thing I'm sure of is that it's a final two. Like, I don't know for
there
sure,
has
but
to be, I mean.
I feel most confident predicting a final two than I do of anything.
I'm trying
to
think if there was ever most seasons where there's only four people left in the finale, it's a final two.
Yep, agreed.
Not every time.
I mean, remember how last season they went to the finale with six? Like
that was crazy.
I mean, they did start with 20 though. They started with 20. Yeah, it was a great finale. It had one of the best tribal councils of all time. In my opinion.
Yes. Yes. I'm trying to think. I think that, like, you know, Philippines might have had only four people after the finale and they had final three. But usually they'll go to a final two.
Well, they just don't have enough material.
So if it's a final three, then Aubrey's chances of winning are a lot better.
Aubrey and Sydney's chances are better. Like, whichever one of those makes the final three, I feel like.
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe Michelle is just so well-liked. Everyone's like, I like Michelle. I'm voting for her, you know?
If she makes it to the end, she could be formidable, this Michelle.
It's hard to
say.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I want to say Aubrey. My brain is saying it might be Michelle because... why else would we have seen so much of her in her point of view this whole season when she's so boring? It's not like she's such a great character that we had to see more of her.
Logically, I got to go with Michelle, but I really want Aubrey to win. Like, I think Aubrey is so awesome. She's so funny.
I want Aubrey
like, her
or
perspective
Sydney.
Is so interesting. Yeah, and I would be super happy if Sydney won too. And honestly, I'd be happy if Ty won. It would be a really crazy win.
Ty winning would be... I mean, I love Ty. I just don't think it's... In terms of predictions...
He just doesn't seem like he can win. I agree.
It doesn't seem likely for Ty.
So let's rank him. And we'll go... This will just go logically. I don't need to... This isn't who I want to win. This is who I think
well,
is going to win.
There's looking at it and there's looking at the game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, I want to say that Aubrey's still the front runner just by looking at the game, but then I think that without Joe, like, she's in trouble.
I think she's definitely in trouble.
To, Aubrey and Ty. It could shake out to Aubrey and Ty versus Sydney and Michelle.
Yeah, and I think that Ty can't afford to take Aubrey to the end. I don't think Ty can. Yeah, I don't know. Are they gonna like make fire? Like, well, how are they gonna do this? It's gonna depend on who wins immunity. Like, it's really.
I'm gonna say Aubrey, just because I think she should win.
Okay, so Aubrey is your number one. Who gets second place then? It's going to have to be Ty, right? Like, the only way that she can get there is if
who comes in second?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Ty in that circumstance.
Okay. And then probably Michelle and then Sydney?
Probably. I can't predict, honestly, Ryan. I'm going to publicly admit it. I don't know.
All right, I'll make a prediction.
I don't know who's coming in third and fourth in that scenario.
I'll make a prediction.
If Michelle wins, go ahead.
I'll say this is what I think is going to happen. We were shown all this stuff about Michelle connecting with Ty, Michelle connecting with Sydney. I think those three get together and they vote out Aubrey because they have to, right? She's unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like a last second get rid of the person who played the best game thing. Because we have to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that whoever wins that final immunity will pick Ty to go to the end with them, and that person will win, and I think it's going to be Michelle. So I think Sydney
Ty wins final immunity, and he has to decide between Michelle and Sydney, and he takes Michelle.
Yeah, that could be too.
Ty could win final immunity.
That could be, yep.
Now, but Aubrey could win immunity, and if Aubrey wins immunity, then who gets voted off? You know, it's just probably Sydney.
I'm just saying, I don't think Aubrey wins immunity. That's what I'm saying. This is my prediction of how they go.
I see.
I have no inside info. But who knows? We'll see. Anyways, we've rambled on long enough about that.
Well, we haven't figured it out. I'm going to keep recording until we know definitively who's going to win.
Want to know what it is?
I do, Jeff. I do. All right. So we don't know. But you're probably right. I'm sure you're right.
Well, who knows? I could easily be wrong.
I don't want to believe it. No, you can't. You can only...
Well, I will say this. Let me say this.
Because you're very insightful.
Yeah. Let me say this. I'm very excited for this finale. Because I'm not really sure who's going to win. I remember thinking going into the Cambodia finale, I was like, I don't know who's going to win. Like, I can make arguments for everyone. But then as it got closer, I was like, it's definitely Jeremy. Like,
well, yeah, it comes down sometimes, you know, going.
But even our podcast before the, yeah. But I'm saying, like, between when we podcasted and when the finale started, I had pretty much like come to the realization that it was definitely Jeremy.
Interesting. Hello?
I'm here. Yeah, sorry. I don't know. I just really want it to be Aubrey, but I really think that it's going to get cemented in my head more stronger as being Michelle. But you know, if Michelle wins, she definitely deserves it. She played an insanely good under the radar social game, like high quality social game. And, you know, she's definitely a worthy winner. So we'll see what happens.
I'm all a flutter. So,
well, do you want to do our segments?
Let's do our segments. But I also want to ask you real quick. You told me recently that there's been more info out there about the next returning player season.
Yes.
But what I was wondering is, are there more names added to the list?
No.
Of players who are in contention.
Still the same list.
But supposedly there were more people.
Yeah. Redmond or whatever just couldn't get them, or maybe they weren't more people.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, so... But we could talk about what the rumored theme of the season is to be. Do you want to talk about that? All right. So, you know, if you don't want to know this, go ahead and skip ahead. I don't know, 5 minutes, something like that.
Less hope.
Probably less. Yeah. So the rumored theme is it's going to be three tribes, and one tribe is going to be all winners, six winners. Another tribe is going to be six people who made the merge, and another tribe is going to be six people who didn't make the merge. That could also be people who made jury, people who didn't make jury. That's, I don't know which, they don't know which
what one. I'm most fascinated about is, like, this is a concept that people like us and people who listen to mm-hmm. this can clearly understand and find mm-hmm. perhaps intriguing. How are they going to sell that? Yeah, do they care anymore, or do they just
they might not care
that it's the same viewers every season anyway?
Yeah,
you know, because how are they going to explain this to people who aren't already into the show?
I have a feeling they're going to
more complicated than it is.
They're gonna call them things, some catchy
gold,
phrase,
silver, and bronze,
something like that. Yeah, or you know,
gold team,
early outs, winners. Late outs, early outs, late outs, and winners, you know? Something like that where it's just like really straightforward.
Doesn't sound good either.
No, winners. I mean, you know what I mean though, right? Like there is a way to describe it that way, I think.
They'll find a way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like my gold, silver, and bronze?
Hey, look, I like it just fine, but we've already got a tribe of bronze this season, so.
And so, you know, there are a couple people from this season who are rumored to potentially mm-hmm. return, but that doesn't mean we know which tribe they would be on anyway.
We have no idea.
So, but I mean, people who are still in the game.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I think Caleb is the only one who's not still in the game, right? I don't remember the rumored list.
But I mean, not all the... I mean, of the final four people, like two of them are...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Potential returns.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Plus Caleb.
Right.
Caleb and seems
Peter,
a lot.
Peter Bagginstoss is on that list, too.
Sure. Peter make it? Like, I'm going to have to look at that list again now that I know how they're going to be divided.
Well, it makes more sense that someone like Peter is on there because...
Right.
If you have to have a tribe of pre-merge people, he's not a bad choice. Like he was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Not very good. I'd much rather have Drew Christie, although he was recently arrested, so probably not.
But then there are also a few like two or three time players on there. So
yeah, you know, so that's the thing.
Where
like
did they
fall? Yeah. That's why some people think that it's jury and pre-jury and post-jury instead of pre-merge and post-merge, because there is someone who's played multiple times who never made the jury on that list but did make the merge, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I need to look at the list again to give you the...
Who are you talking about?
I need to look at the list again to...
Oh, I'll look at the list. Don't worry about it. I'm pulling it up right now.
Let's, all right. I think I can pull it up real quick, and I still don't know that I'm actually going to get this correct with this person. But two-time player that did not have a good and you know, they could also just say like wow, Haley Ford got 11th. She made the merge too.
Yeah.
Oh, Varner's the person who made the merge but didn't make the jury.
Right, yes.
So they could put him, he could be the shining star on the pre-jury team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
it could be pre-jury or pre-merge.
Well, Varner did make the merge in Australia. He just didn't make the jury. Right?
Right, yes, exactly.
So then
he would have to be pre-jury.
So I think that's why they would choose jury as the cutoff, because they would want Varner on that other team. They need, like, if they're going to have a two-time player, it, you know, might as well put a three-time player on every team. Do you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Well, it's exciting. Okay. So segments.
Yeah, let's do it. And we're going to talk about this episode. We'll do our segments for the season in the finale episode. How about that?
Okay. Sure. Right.
Here's the first segment. Here we go.
Hold up. Hold up.
All right, this is Hold Up Bro. This is the moment where you said Hold Up Bro and you had to rewind your DVR to watch it again.
I've got one.
You do? Good.
For reals.
Good, good.
I had to see it again. When Ty just suddenly burst into tears.
That was it.
It like,
that was,
it came so out of nowhere.
It was explosive.
It was, he just suddenly like collapsed or exploded. Yeah. And like, I was like, wait, what just happened? Like, what did she say that brought that on? And what she said wasn't even that, you know, crazy or yeah, you know, so it's emotional.
I think what
and she said, like, to win, like, you just got to put one foot in front of the other and keep going, yeah, or something like that. He just broke down.
So here's what I think about that. I think that that was the first time that Aubrey had been honest and earnest and real with Ty after she hung him out to dry.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized it because I think he's really in tune with what other people are feeling.
Yeah.
You know, so I think he realized, oh, this is real what she's telling me now. You know what, mm-hmm, I mean? And I think that that to him was like a huge relief. But yeah, it was crazy.
I agree. So that was, I really did rewind it and
yeah,
watch that,
you know,
again.
You know what part? I didn't watch the episode twice, but the one part I did go back and want to watch again was when Ty was explaining to Michelle why he didn't really have a connection with her. And his like, you know, he's not the best communicator. So I think I kind of know what he was saying, but he basically summed it up as like, I don't know if I trusted you because you were beautiful.
Right.
Right. Which is a problem that I have a lot in my life, Scott. Let me just tell you.
That's why I've never trusted you.
I know.
Because I'm beautiful.
It's my radiant beauty.
Well, also like, how about the way he was talking to her in the beginning?
I know, so terrible.
And it was just like the worst arguments. Like there's nothing he could say. I mean, like he was advocating backstabbing someone within the alliance.
Yeah, and he was saying like, you don't fit in, and I never really understood how you fit.
I was in it before you.
Yeah. Which, you know, I get it why he was saying that at Tribal, because he thought she was going home.
Right.
You know, but I don't get why he like hung on to that. Like he should have been like, Aubrey screwed me over. She told me we were voting you. You know what I mean? Like I think he, you know, for whatever reason, Ty is not the best communicator.
No, he's not at all.
And you know, I don't know. I talked about this a lot on the tribe. I don't know that it's necessarily because he has English as a second language, but it could very well be part of it.
Could be.
You know, he's a smart person. So,
yes.
So, you know.
Intuitive person, but often seems to be completely unaware of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Or how he's being perceived. So it could be a foreign kind of thing, you know, or not being his first language. Interesting.
Yeah. All right, next segment. Here we go. What's the time? It's time to get
ill. What's the time? It's time to get ill regrets.
All right, this is Ill Regrets. This is who do you think is going to have ill regrets about a choice they made or something they said or did on this episode? And unfortunately, we can't choose Joe because this is if there was a case of ill regrets.
Yeah, that's a clear cut case there.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know. Who do you think?
Yeah, it's tough because this is another one of those episodes where everyone kind of played well with what they were given, right?
Well, and you also didn't get to see a tribal. You didn't get to see how the strategies played out.
I know. So there's like no way to tell, but like.
I kind of want to say Ty for what I was just talking about at the very.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to need Michelle.
Now four of you left.
Yeah. And honestly, like if Michelle goes and Ty stays, like she's not voting for him.
But the other Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that Ty is one of the better examples of some. I don't think, I mean, Aubrey did a terrible job of soothing Ty right after Tribal, but then she did a great job of it later. So I can't really say she'll have ill regrets. She easily made up for her regrets right away. Right. So I think, yeah, Ty, I mean, it is tough, you know. Obviously, you just want to choose Joe and be done with it, but. I'll tell you this. I don't think Sydney is going to regret not telling Joe to slow down with the beef. In fact, that might have been the play of the season right there.
That's true. She's like, I knew he wasn't. As soon as Sydney, by the way, said, I knew he wasn't going to be okay later.
Yeah.
You were like, oh, okay. So this is like a Joe medevac. Like, immediately.
How? It's so insane that. Like, you know, the first two medevacs were like, because of the terrible conditions, right? Mm-hmm. And then the last one is just, he ate too much beef. Jeez.
I know. It has nothing to do with it being the most difficult season.
No. It could have happened to anyone. It could have happened to, I mean, can a guy get a Bruce around here?
Well, it's the age. Yeah. It's older guys, I guess, because of the size of the prostate.
Yeah, right.
Are more susceptible to that happening. Right.
I mean, why couldn't it have been Michelle that had the prostate issue?
Yes. It will be one day.
Anyways. Yeah. All right. Moving on to our final segment. Here we go. We only like it if it's loud.
We only like it if it's loud. Go! I can get loud too. What the f***?
All right, this is getting loud. Who stood out this episode in a good way? Who got loud?
Well, you may make me consider Sydney for what you just termed the play of the season. Basically, snipering Joe by merely like not doing anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew he would get sick. I let him get sick.
I thought that Aubrey really... played an insanely good game this episode. She set herself up to win the season if Joe doesn't go, right? Bringing in Ty, realizing that she couldn't beat Sydney, or maybe she couldn't beat Sydney, bringing in Ty and going to the end with Ty and Joe, come on!
Yeah.
The only way that gets screwed up is if they get rid of, you know, whoever in Final Four is left out of Michelle and Sydney wins immunity. Like, and then she can still just get rid of Ty.
Given Joe still being in the game, yes, she played brilliantly.
Yeah.
She set herself up for victory. Up
so well. It was amazing. And I was really pumped, but, you know, of course I knew after what Sydney said that it wasn't going to work out.
Especially because you didn't see him immediately, like, barfing as soon as she said that. Yeah. If she had said that and then they cut to a shot of him like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like played the kooky music.
Yeah. The West Nail virus.
You wouldn't have thought anything. Right. You wouldn't have thought anything of it. But it was the fact that she said that and like the evening went on as normal that you're like, okay, that was just kind of dropped it.
God, I hope I just made that up, by the way. I hope no one else has said that before.
The West Nail virus.
Yes.
I don't think you... That might be an original.
That's anytime someone gets sick on Survivor and barfs, that's now called the West Nail.
We're now going to have to call it the West Nail virus. You're right.
I like it.
Brilliant.
Sometimes you get lucky, right? So, I'm going to say Aubrey got loud this episode.
I'm going to say you did by coining that term.
Look, they can't all be great tribal councils, but I'm going to take credit for this.
Yeah, remind me of that.
Hey, John Kerhofer liked it, so I must have been on something. That doesn't matter.
He's not involved with words.
Right.
If he liked your challenge, then I'd say you're on to something.
Yeah. All right, Scott. I think we said it all because there wasn't much to say. But I'm
positive we said more than enough.
I like
it. And we look forward to next week.
Yes, the finale. It's It's going to be great.
Well, the finale is this week.
Yeah.
But our podcast will effectively be next week. But we love you all. Please continue to rate and review our show. Give us that those stars we so crave.
Yes. Any number.
On the iTunes.
Yeah, we did get a new review, I think. I looked recently.
You did? Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to have to look that up. Was it good?
It was good, yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Very, very kind of that person. I don't remember their iTunes name, but it's a good
review. I'll be investigating. Oh, well, I'll be investigating immediately.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're a joy.
Thank you too, Scott, as always. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, we will.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
The tribe has spoken. Now I'm going to put out your little lamp with my lamp stopper.